One of the hardest yet most important lessons the different Christian communities today must learn is that they cannot live without each other. No single one of them in isolation possesses the entirety of the gospel. That was how the Anglican leader Dr. Rowan Williams introduced his reflections on how the witness of monastic life can offer a key to overcoming the divisions between Christians today. Life in the monastery, he said, seeks to hold together two apparent opposites, a vocation to solitude and a community life of service to others. In a similar way, he went on, the divided churches can learn much from the monastic reforms of past centuries as they try to reconcile the insights of their own individual traditions with the gifts and experiences of their separated brothers and sisters. Speaking in particular of the gifts of the Camaldoli Benedictine community based at St. Gregory's on the Caelian Hill, Archbishop Williams said the history of monasticism is a history of rediscovery and continuous self-questioning as to whether the simplicity of the Word of God has been overlaid and obscured by our self-centred structures and strategies. Echoing the words of his sermon at the Episcopalian Church of St. Paul's Within the Walls on Sunday morning, Dr. Williams said just as Jesus drove the traders selling religion out of the temple in Jerusalem, so the whole church today must be challenged by the monastic model to clear away the trappings of our self-centered lives and rediscover the reconciling Word of God in our churches and in our wider societies. I'm Philippa Hitchin.